Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the living God from whom all blessings flow. God has been good to us again today, and we thank God, we praise him, we love him, we adore him, and we magnify his name. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. And you know, one of the things I want to say to the listening audience, God is good. God is good. As they say, all the time. But I just want to say this to you while you listen to us. One thing I would say, we just come before the Father. We thank him for everything he's done for us. We thank him for the downloading to us, his wisdom, his knowledge, his understanding, that we might do what he's called us to do. And tonight's the night that we look unto him who's the author and the finish of our faith. We're looking for him because he's the one. We want to thank you, Father. Father, we just pray for the United States of America. We pray for the President, we pray for both sides of Congress. We pray for those who are in power to do what they know is right. Let us all come to a conclusion. Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Son of the living God, is on his way back. And somebody will hear and know that he's on his way back, and they will surrender their lives to him. Our objective is to preach the unpreached, tell the untold, and raise up. In Yeshua's name, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we love you, and we adore you. Amen, 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 and hallelujah. Tonight's the night that I pray that somebody was supposed to be on with tonight, but apparently, maybe they got the time mixed up, or maybe I missed them getting them on there. So, I take notice of what is happening. So, tonight's the night that I will take opportunity. I will give another 5 more minutes for my guests to come. But I want to tell you something that I've discovered. God is an awesome God. My God, he's an awesome God. There is no God like our God. When our God says something, he does something. When he says he's going to do it, he means it. You know what I say? All glory to God. There is no God like our God. And the thing I want to keep us in the way of, to understand, the more we look at God to see what God can do for us, through us, and by us, the more God is there for us. And I will say this to you tonight, that God is so good. Amen. Hello? Yes, sir. I'm on the air.
All right, then. I'll talk to you later.
And the most important thing that we have to come in contact with is knowing who do we serve. And tonight's the night that I just say we praise God, we adore him, and we just magnify his name. Tonight, I want to talk to you tonight, if it's possible. I want to talk to you tonight. If let me see if it's my guest. Hello, all right. Hello, you on there?
Hey, Dr. Hunt.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Amen, amen.
Good.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just listening in.
Hey.
God is
amen.
Good.
He's good all the time.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Amen. Well, how's everything else going?
Everything's going great, Dr. Hunt. Everything's going great. I'm working on purchasing some land in the back of our church. I told you about that, right?
Yeah.
So I'm working on that. We want to put up a 5,000 square foot building back there.
Uh-huh. So, how many
I'm working on that.
How many and people at home? How many people at home?
A 5,000 square feet building, it'd be able to hold about 250, 300 people.
The building and I showed you, the one I showed you, the man sent me that 100 by 200?
Yes, sir.
That one was, at, how much you going to pray for the, yeah, baby. Oh, but see, the whole idea, I know that
what?
If you got one that's 20 by 100, that's a 200 by 100. That's
well,
3,000.
The land,
uh-huh.
Well, the land that I'm purchasing is 70, it's the land that I'm working on purchasing right now is 7,200 square feet.
Okay,
so
5,000
square foot building will be on, able to fit on there and build a parking space.
Uh huh.
Yes.
And the rest of the property, the rest of the property around here, is it vacant?
It's vacant. It's vacant. All I have to do is knock some trees down, and plus, you know, and then with our property, that would make a total of over 1,400 square feet. I mean,
uh-huh.
Excuse me. 14,000 square feet. That would make so it'd be about 15,000 square feet.
Well, you don't have a third of an acre there. See, an acre contains 43,500 some square feet for a complete acre. So let's touch on while we're on the radio. Father, in the name of
and will you pray for this too also? The building is 80,000. Once I get the property, I'm working on the property. I'm believing by faith we're getting the property. Once we get the property and make some payments on that, then we're the building, the 5,000 square foot building is $80,000.
Oh. Is that a complete building?
Yes, sir. Pre-made and everything. We're still building.
Okay. Huh.
That's good, isn't it?
Amen, that's good. Well, what are we just going to do? We're going to pray and believe God. Father, you've heard the desire of my brother. We lift it before you and we thank you. Our word goes before you. We ask you tonight to keep it and keep us before you. Keep us to know that there's nobody like you, Holy Father. We thank you for everything you're doing. We appreciate it. We believe it. And we look unto you, who is the author and the finish of our faith. It's in Yeshua HaMashiach's name. Amen.
Thank you, Apostle. I appreciate that prayer. Thank you.
Amen. Well, what else is going on with you?
Well, that's it. I got my first cousin. He's down. My first cousin is down here from Austin, Texas, and he's going to be staying with me. He's here with me, and he's going to be coming to church, and I'm discipling him.
Yeah. Well, put him on there. Let's talk.
Put him on the air?
Yeah, let's talk.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Say something.
Hello?
Hello, how you doing?
I'm fine. How about you?
Well, I'm blessed. And you?
I'm going to be blessed.
Well, praise the living God. Amen. Do you know the man you're talking with? Do you know the man that's where you are right now? Dr. Newsom?
Yes.
Amen. He's a great man. He's a God-sent man. Amen.
He's a whole life.
Amen. And I pray, God, that you will be there to do what God has called you there to do, that you can do what you need to do for the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. For the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So you like it down in Houston?
Yes, matter of fact, I do. I've only been here a couple of days, but yeah, I like it. I like it down here. It's a good change in environment.
Oh, okay. Does it rain a lot up there in Austin?
Well, it's changed quite a bit. It's getting bigger. You know, it's just we get that little.
Well, and you're in a city. You're in a city that contains 5.6 million people in Harris County.
You can hear you stuff on the radio. You like talking?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And you got any prayer requests you want to be met, to be prayed for?
Yes, sir. Just well, I come down here. I come down here to serve the Lord.
What else?
Well, I come down here to accomplish certain things in life. I can accomplish up there at the moment. So, you know, because I need to change the scenery, a change in environment, a change in the people I be with, you know. So,
Well, I'll tell you what, I hear what God is saying to me. I want you to put your hands on the screen that you got right there where you are, and I put my hands on, and I put my hands on the screen. We're going to touch and agree. Father, in the name of Jesus, every desire that my brother requested, let it be fulfilled in this life in this hour. Let it be so that we can see and know that there's no one like you. You're the only true and living God that can answer our prayer. For you said you made us the head and not the tail. You made us above and not below. And you said we're blessed going, we're blessed coming. When we get up in the morning, the word will follow us. When we get on that and go to sleep, the lady will sleep with us. When I wake up, it will talk with us. We take you at your word, Holy Father. Your word says we shall meditate upon it night and day. And we shall do it because we continue to keep the word of God because it makes us more prosperous. We want to thank you for everything for my beloved brother. I pray this hour for him, Father. Every desire that he has, I come in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, and I call the dark enemy a lie by the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, has covered us all with his blood, and we thank you tonight. I don't know the man, but I believe you know him, Father, better than I do. And I pray for him this night. I pray that my prayers and our prayers will be heard before the throne. Yeshua HaMashiach, we come to you to take us to the Father. For your word says, this is the confidence that we have. This is the confidence that we have. That we ask him anything according to his will. According to his will. He heareth us. And when he heareth us, he knows our petition that we have before him. He answered it, and we just believe, Yeshua HaMashiach, you take it to the Father, and the Father will give it back to us. It's through Jesus. We pray tonight that the angels on assignment watch over us and show us the way we must go and how we must go. I thank you this night and give you the praise. I love you, Father. I love you for what you've done, how you gave your only begotten Son that who might die for the right and die for my sins. He gave his life for me. It's him I look unto. Not what man has. Your word tells me, don't put my trust in man, because he had nothing but lift. He came and broke breath into the life of a person. But we want to thank you, Father. It's in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I can feel you pushing and it coming to you. God loves you, my brother.
I know that. I know that. I just got to return the favor and serve him. You know.
Well, that's all you got to do is you were a good man. You were a good man. All you got to do is follow what he do. If you see him pray, go pray. You see him study, you study.
Yeah, I understand. That's one of the reasons why I came up.
Amen. But God has something. See, there's a gift that you have. There's a gift that you have. God wants to expose that gift in you. If you're not afraid, it can happen. If you're not afraid, it can happen.
I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to make it happen. I know God's going to make it happen. I mean, I wasn't sitting down here for the wrong reason. I'm sitting down here for the right reason. And that's what I'm doing, you know.
Well, I always say this to everybody I meet. Come to know the Son of God. Come to know Jesus Christ and God. See, God is not, I'm going to be honest with you. If I'm wrong, forgive me, but I know I'm right. God has sent his only begotten Son. In the book of, in the 8th chapter, I believe it's in Romans, it says all it belongs to the Father. Everything. So you got to come, I mean to the Son. You have to come to God's Son, Jesus Christ. And as the Son, take it to the Father. Because he says he takes it to the Father and I'll be here. And the Father, Jesus said, he said, I can do nothing except the Father show it to me. He taught his disciples what we are being taught by the Word of God. We can't do nothing if the Father don't permit it. But if Jesus takes it to the Father will answer the Son, and the Son hear our prayer. So that's how it works. And I'm coming to Living to tell you, my brother, I know what I'm saying because 3 years ago this man couldn't even talk. But God, 90% of my body was paralyzed. But God, here I'm still here. I'm walking, I'm talking. Step at a time, giving God the glory, giving God the praise, giving God the honor, and love him. Nobody but God can do this. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So your best call is the call on Jesus. Yeshua, HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. When you call on him, he going to say, whoa, what you need? He going to take it to a record to the Father. And the Father, who has it all in his hand. It took me some years to understand it, but I got to know that. So that's why things are happening for me, because I was just taking it straight to God. God has done everything he's going to do for us. He's done it. He said it. He gave his own son. But when he comes back, it's going to be God. Because God's going to come back. And I want to keep my eyes on the Middle East. The Middle East is where we keep our eyes on the Middle East. According to Psalm 122, verses 6 through 7, he that love Israel, pray for Israel. And you read the scriptures. And as I know you got a good teacher there, he speaks Hebrew. He's teaching us Hebrew. But I will say this to you. The more you start using the name Jesus, the more the devil going to start running from you. See, the devil say, oh, I'm not scared of the name God. Call on God. But the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, the name of Jesus, Jesus defeated him. Even in death, even in resurrection. Jesus Christ defeated him. He defeated him. That's why he don't let people use the name of Jesus. Go on, call him God. Because God ain't going to answer you. You got to get, as they say, you got your diadems mixed. You got to get your diadems. When you talk to the Father, come to him in the name of Jesus. And the more I call on the Father through Jesus Christ, and I always say, if I've done any things, I come to you, Jesus, because you see me. See, when the blood of Jesus Christ covers me or you or all of us, the blood, when the devil charges us, God said, well, I don't see no sin because we're covered by the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach. And when his blood covers us, Satan can't do nothing to us, for us, and about us. He can't because we're covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. And so I pray God that...
Yeah, all around the world. Second day in
spring break.
Hallelujah. I got my program getting ready
to come on at
7:30. All right.
Glory to God, Doctor. Thank you for encouraging. That's my first cousin, Apostle.
Amen. That's a blessing.
That's my first cousin from Austin, Texas. And thank you very much for encouraging them. I tell you, I know that's blessed them.
Amen.
Glory to God.
I hope and pray I said a word that will help him. I hope you and did. Pray I said, amen.
You
because,
did.
Amen. That man got a great gift in his life if he let it go.
Oh, he does. He does. God got him down there. God has a calling on his life. Has had a calling on his life for quite a while now. So.
But he's been kind of scared and upset and nervous. Been there, done that. Been there, done that.
Yep, me too. I've been there and done that.
Yeah. So we can help some.
I'm ready for the word tonight.
Oh, well, you fired up. Go ahead. You're on there right now. Go ahead.
7:30.
No, now.
All right, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God for another day and say hello to all those who are listening all around the world. I tell you, Apostle, God is a good God. There's no other God besides him, and I tell you, he's just so wonderful. Isn't he wonderful?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Well, tonight I'll be coming out of Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3.
Uh-huh.
Exodus chapter 3, and I'll be reading verses 1 through 11. 1 through 11.
1 through 11.
Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 11.
All right.
Now, the scripture says, I'll wait until everyone get that. Moses, I'll wait until everyone get it. That's Exodus chapter 3. And I'll be reading verses 1 through 11.
Good.
And the scripture says, now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, while the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush, and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place wherein thou standest is holy ground.
Holy ground.
Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmaster. For I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land unto a good land, and a large unto a land flowing with milk and honey. Unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and of the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is coming to me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth thy people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, who am I? Moses felt inadequate. Moses felt like he couldn't do what God had asked him to do. Moses' assignment given to him by God was to go to Egypt, where the Israelites had been in bondage for over 400 years. Now God's asking Moses to go into Egypt, go before the Pharaoh and tell the Pharaoh to let his people go.
No.
And Moses said back to God, Moses says, who am I?
Who am I?
He felt deficient. He felt defective. He felt inadequate. So he said, God, who am I to go before the Pharaoh? Who am I? And sometimes you and I and other people, when we're given an assignment by God, and we know that we're given an assignment by God, tell me if I'm right about this, Apostle Hunter, we feel inadequate.
Yes.
We feel inadequate. We feel like, well, I don't have the know-how. I don't have the money, or I don't have this, or I don't have that. But I tell you, you know what, when God calls you to do something, you're well able to do it. But Moses felt inadequate. To feel inadequate means to feel like you don't have what it takes.
Yes.
To feel inadequate means you feel defective. You feel deficient. That's what it means to be inadequate. And it says right here, and Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? So God called Moses. I'm telling you, God, those who are listening around the world, maybe God has called you to do something, and you're holding back from doing it because you feel inadequate. But you know in your heart that God is calling you to do something big in life, do something great in life, to make a great change, to be a great help to other people. And you know that God is calling on you to do this, but you feel inadequate. But you're not alone. We all feel inadequate at times. Sometimes when I get up there on Sunday mornings to bring the message, I feel inadequate. Sometimes maybe I've had a hard week, and I felt like I've fallen short. So I feel like I'm inadequate. I can't do anything for God. I've fallen short throughout the week. We feel inadequate at times, and that's how Moses was feeling. He was feeling inadequate. And so the message that God has given me to speak tonight is what to do when you feel inadequate.
My God.
What to do when you feel inadequate? The number one thing that we can do when we feel inadequate is to accept God's sovereignty. Accept God's sovereignty. He's the supreme power. We've got to accept the fact that God has never failed. So someone who has never failed is calling you to do something.
Mm-hmm.
He's calling you to do it.
My God.
So we've got to accept the fact that God is all sovereign. He's the God of sovereignty. He's a sovereign God. That means he has supreme power. He wouldn't call you to do something if he knew that you couldn't do it. Look at Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3, look at verse 14 and 15. Moses eventually went on, and God used him to deliver over 3 million people out of bondage out of Egypt. He eventually went on to do that. He delivered over 3 million people out of bondage. Moses did. But it was after he realized that, hey, the one who's asking me to do this, he's sovereign.
Yes.
He's the supreme power.
Yes.
Look at Exodus chapter 3, verse 14 and verse 15. The scripture says, and God said unto Moses, I am, good God Almighty, that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am, hath sent me unto you. God
I am,
has sent you. And in other words, God is saying, I'm the supreme power. I'm sovereign. The mighty God, I am, has sent
I
you.
I am.
He's the God that gave our forefathers victory, and he's the God that's never failed. He's always won the victory. You can see that in past centuries. God has always won. He has a record. He has an undefeated record. Good God Almighty. you know, you hear Muhammad Ali. He said, I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest of all time. I'm telling you that there's someone greater, and that's Yahweh. He's the greatest of all time.
Amen.
He's never lost in anything. Am I right about that, Apostle?
You're right. He never lost.
He's never lost in anything. And so he's telling Moses, Moses, you can do it because what? I am that I am. I said, God, what does this I am mean? Tell me what this I am mean. So I looked up am, the word am. He says, I am what? That I am. I looked it up in the Hebrew. And that word am is Hayah.
Hayah.
Hayah. It's like, you know, those are a karate men, when they do a karate move, they say, Hayah.
Hayah.
Hayah. Hayah. That's the Hebrew word for am. Hayah. So God told Moses, I, Hayah. That's the Hebrew Hayah. Word for am. Hayah.
Hayah.
Good God Almighty. Now let me tell you what God was telling Moses. Now God is telling Moses, I'm the sovereign God. I'm the supreme power. You can do what I've called you to do because I am. I'm the sovereign God. I'm the supreme power. Now this is what that word am mean in Hebrew. The Hebrew word is Hayah.
Hayah.
And Hayah. And it means to become. Good God Almighty. Good God, it means to become. Not only does Hayah means to become, it means to be. To be. Now let me break it down and share with you what God was saying. Now Moses was feeling hesitant about going into Egypt and facing the Pharaoh and telling the Pharaoh to let God's people go. Because Moses was feeling what? Inadequate. So God had to do something. God had to do something to remove that inadequacy out of Moses' life. Moses felt inadequate, you know, because Moses had a speech impediment.
Yes, he
Moses,
did.
He was full of speech. And am I right about it, Apostle Anna?
You're right.
He couldn't talk good. He talk, later on, you can see in the scripture, he said, God, I can't go and talk to the Pharaoh because I have a speech problem. But God, here God is, he's building up Moses now. He know that he got to cause Moses to not feel what? Inadequate.
Inadequate.
See, because feeling inadequate will keep you from doing a lot of things that God is calling you to do. Am I right about that?
You're right about that.
So here's God. Here's Yahweh. Here's the Almighty God. Now he's trying to pump Moses up. He's trying to build Moses up. Moses feels inadequate. He feels like, who am I to do such a great thing? Who am I? I got a speech problem. Who am I? You know what? Who am I to do such a thing? And so God, he's going to build Moses up now. And what does God say to Moses?
Moses,
I am.
I am.
I am that I am.
Am.
What God was saying, that word am, it means to become, it means to be. This is what God was saying. Moses, I'll become whatever you need me to become in your life to make sure that you get the victory.
My God.
I'll become anything that you need me to become in your life to give you the victory.
My
God. God Almighty. That's what God was saying when he said, I am. Hayah. Hayah.
Yeah,
He was saying that word Hayah, it means to be. It means to what? Become. So God, when he said, I am that I am, he was saying, Moses, you don't have to feel inadequate. I'll become whatever you need me to become to help you get the victory. I'll help you get the job done. I'll help you get to the next level. I'll help you come out of your bad situation. I'll give you a helping hand because I'll become whatever you need. Let me give you an example. Let me give everyone who's listening an example all around the world. When Moses went into Egypt, and I tell you, God broke the back of the Egyptian Pharaoh, and he let God's people go. Now Moses and about 3 million Israelites, they're wandering around in the desert. But God is with them, Dr. Hunter. God is with them. The Bible says that God was moving over them as a cloud during the daytime.
Yes,
to shield them from the sun. Am I right about it?
That's right. That's right. That's right.
God is saying, I became that cloud. Good God Almighty. That cloud was God. God
that's
was
right.
shading them in the heat of the day to keep them from being too hot. Then, you know how it gets cold in the desert at night. It gets cold in the desert at night. The Bible said, not Dr. Newsom, the Bible said that God became a pillow fire.
Pillow fire.
God Almighty. Became a pillow fire so that they could see their way through the desert. They could see what was going on at night, but keep them warm also. God became a pillow of fire. Check this out now. I know you know about this, Dr. Hunter. Check this out. God also became, he said, I what? I am. What is I am? What's the Hebrew word for I am? What's the Hebrew word for am? Hayah.
Hayah. Hayah.
Hayah. So I've said that in tongues sometimes. Hayah. Hayah. And it means God was saying, I'll become, I'll be whatever you need in my life
to
help you have the victory. And so they were walking through the wilderness. And check this out. Did you hear of the rock? There was a rock in the wilderness. God became a rock. He became a rock to water the people of Israel throughout the desert. He became a rock.
Rock.
That's why when Moses, remember, he was supposed to speak to the rock. What did Moses do?
Receded.
He struck the rock. He hit the rock. And that's why he wasn't able to go over into the promised land. He hit the rock. You know who he hit? He hit God. God was the rock. He hit God. God's water came out of the rock. And check this out, Dr. Hunter. The Bible says that rock, as they traveled throughout the wilderness, that rock followed them. God Almighty. The rock followed them. A rock now, a real rock. God, the God of the universe, Yahweh, became a rock. And out of that rock flowed what? Water. He watered 3 million people or more. He watered them out of a rock. And everywhere they traveled throughout the wilderness, that rock followed them. That's why they say, Dr. Hunt, that's why they say, he's a rock in a weary land. God Almighty. He's a rock in a weary land. He's the God of the universe, but he became a rock. He's the God so his people could have some water to give them the victory. He's the God of the universe, and he became a cloud by day to shield them from the hot sun. He's the God of the universe, and he became a pillar of fire to keep them warm in the desert by night. He's the God of the universe, but he became what? Manna from heaven. That's why they say bread from heaven, bread from heaven. Feed me till I won't no more. He became bread his people.
Oh, praise the Lord. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more.
Till I want no more. In other words, those who are listening all around the world, God says he'll become whatever you need him to become for him to give you the victory.
Amen.
Some people, the old people, used to say he's my battle what? Axe.
My God.
He's my battle axe.
Yes.
What are they saying? What were the old people saying? God fights for me. He becomes my defense. He fights for me. And so when God says, I am that I am, what was he saying?
Praise
he was saying, I'll become whatever you need me to become.
Praise the living God.
To see to it that you get the victory.
You get the victory.
To see to it. He'll become whatever you need him, whatever he needs to become to make sure that you get the victory. What to do when you feel inadequate? You need to accept God's sovereignty. In other words, you need to accept that, hey, you know what? The one who's asking me to do this, he has supreme power. I can't lose. And so that squash is feeling inadequate. Number two, you got to move out by faith. Don't move by your feelings. Move out by faith. God is a God of faith. See, we always feel that we have to be capable of doing something before we act. But no, God says we must act, and then the power will come that we need.
Amen.
Glory to God. See, that's how God, he's a God of faith. You know, a lot of people say, well, when I get on my feet, you know what, I'll do this. What are they saying? Well, when I'm capable to do it, I'll do it. But no, God don't say that. God says, you just do it because I'm telling you to do it, and then I'll add the power to you.
Yes, yes.
You move. You act first, and then God will show up with his power.
Yes.
We got to move by faith. That's why the scripture says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. There were 10 lepers. You remember the 10 leopard men in the Bible, Dr. Hunter?
Yes. Yes.
There were 10 leopard men, and they had leprosy all over their body. That's when your skin has been eaten away with some type of disease. There were 10 leopard men, 10 men, and they were lepers. And now they're before Yeshua. They're before Jesus Christ right now. And tells them they want to be healed. I mean, they want to be healed of that sickness, of that disease. And so Jesus didn't heal them instantly right there on the scene. What did he tell them to do, Dr. Hyman? He said, go show yourself what?
Go to the priest.
Go show yourself to the priest. He told the leper man, go show yourself to the priest. But Jesus, you haven't healed me. You haven't healed me. I still got leprosy. But Jesus said what? Go. Move out by faith and go show yourself to the priest. Well, they didn't quite understand that, but when they moved out on faith, the Bible says as they went, their leprosy was healed. Good God Almighty. As they just stepped out on faith, God's power came upon them and they were healed. And one was so grateful, he went back to tell Jesus, Yeshua, thank you. And Yeshua said, oh, where's the other nine? Well, I healed them too. Well, the other nine. What I'm saying is, they didn't get healed instantly. They got healed as they moved out. How? By faith.
By faith.
As they went to the priest to go to the priest like Yeshua, like Jesus told them to, then they were healed. See, God wants us to act on what he tells us to do first, and then he'll bring the power.
Yes.
And that will crush that inadequacy every time. Move on faith, not according to what you think or how you feel about the matter. We're just to do what God tells us to do. When he say jump, don't say how high, just jump.
Just jump. Praise him.
Just jump.
Praise. Just jump.
Just jump. I'm talking about what to do when you feel inadequate. Number one, accept God's sovereign power. Number two, move by faith. And my final point, look for God to bring you help. Look for God to bring you help. Now, you and I both know that Moses couldn't talk too good. So what did God do? He raised up his Moses' brother, Aaron, and anointed him to be Moses' mouthpiece.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
That's right.
He brought him help. He brought him help. You know, the old people, you say there's more than one way to skin a cat.
Yeah.
He brought him help. When you need help, God will bring you help. Now, here's my closing point. There's a fish. There's a fish called a remoras. It's a fish in the sea. It's called the remoras. Sometimes it's called the sucker fish. The sucker fish. And they are commonly found attached to sharks, whales, or manta rays. You know what I'm talking about, Dr. Honor?
I know what you're talking about.
there's a fish, a little fish, and it's called the remoras. And sometimes it's called the sucker fish. And what it does, it attaches itself to a shark or a whale or something like a manta ray.
Uh-huh.
They can swim. They can swim, Dr. Hunter. But they
yeah.
hold fast to the motto, work smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
They can swim, but they would rather attach themselves to the body of a shark.
Yes.
They figure, hey, I'll work smarter, not harder. They can swim
yeah.
now. They
yeah.
benefit by using the host, which is, in this instance, the shark. They benefit
yeah.
by using the host, the shark, attaching itself to that shark. This little
yeah.
fish called the remoras, the sucker fish, they benefit by attaching itself to the shark. How do they
yeah.
benefit? They get transportation.
Yeah.
They get to where they need to go. Not only do they get transportation, but they get protection. How many
yeah.
other fish are going to run up on a shark?
Not many.
So they get transportation, and they get protection when they attach themselves to a shark. Not only
yeah.
that, when the shark eats some food, the food that falls out of the shark's mouth, that little sucker fish gets that and eats that. So they attach themselves to the shark. They get transportation. They get protection. And they
Thank
get
you.
Food that's dropped from the mouth of the shark.
Amen.
It doesn't matter how inadequate you or I may feel. All we have to do is stay connected to the host. I'm talking about the Lord of hosts. Stay connected to the host, and he'll get you where he wants you to go. He'll give you protection, and he'll give you food, just like that sucker fish gets when it attaches itself to a shark.
Yeah.
You don't have to feel inadequate. Just stay attached to God. Stay
yeah.
hooked up to Yahweh. He'll get you where you want to go. He'll
yeah.
protect you, and he'll give you food. All we have yeah. to do is stay attached.
Stay attached.
Stay attached. And that's the
yeah.
word. That's what
Amen.
You're going to do when you feel.
What happened? You dropped?
Yeah, I dropped. I'm sorry about that. But that's what we do when we feel inadequate. We all feel inadequate. But just stay attached to God. Just stay attached. That's all we have to do.
That's
Realize
it.
And accept his sovereign power. And move
Amen.
Out by faith. And look for God to bring you help. Do just like that little sucker fish. Stay attached to God. He'll give you
yeah.
He'll give you protection. He'll take you where you need to go. Amen. And he'll feed you.
He'll feed you. Amen. Amen. But I say this to you tonight. You gave a great lesson. I sit up here and I put it like this. Okay. E. See the sovereignty of God. M. Move out by faith. L. Look for help.
Yeah.
And number
four, that's it.
The fish. Look for that fish. Look for that fish.
Look at that little fish.
Yeah, sucker fish.
A little
and
sucker fish.
Yeah.
He's small. That sucker fish
he's
is a small little fish, isn't
it? It is. Because I'm just thinking as you were preaching, I'm saying, look at man, a shark is bigger than my whole body. And when he opened his mouth and his teeth locked down, all
yeah.
that those, them fishes hang on. I've seen them on there. They hang on to the to those sharks.
They hang on to the sharks. That's right. And they get transportation, they get food, and they get protection.
Well, it's like the old man used to say. He said, as I was walking through the jungle one day, he said, there was a great roar. And somebody said, oh, my God, the lion is loose. And the old man said, no, that's God's voice protecting over me.
Yeah, amen.
So
amen.
The roar got all the hyenas, got them all scared. They took out right because hyena can't stand the fight of a big lion, because the lion, one slap, knock him out of socket. So
yeah.
I just took what you said, and I thank God for it, and I just know that the best is yet to come to all of us that believe. And tonight's the night that we just close it out with the healing scriptures, and we thank God until next time. The Lord bless you, and the Lord keep you, okay?
All right. God bless everyone. God bless.
All right. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Nobody but God.
D63H03, Healing Scriptures.
I'm reading from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, 21, and 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. In the margin of my King James translation, it reads, my words are medicine to all their flesh. So God's word is medicine to all our flesh. So therefore, I just want to read from the word of God and give you God's medicine. First of all, from Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 9th through the 10th verse. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Healing is God's will. There is no sickness in heaven, the Bible said, so it's God's will that there be no sickness on earth. Then 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Then again, 1 John, the 5th chapter, the 14th and 15th verses. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. And then Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Romans 8, 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Romans 8:31. If God be for us, who can be against us? Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Deuteronomy 7:15, and the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee. Exodus 15:26, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes. I will put none or permit none of these diseases upon thee, which I have permitted upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Jeremiah 30:17, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 33:6, behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. Leviticus 26, chapter, the 3rd verse, and then the 9th verse. If ye walk in my statutes, and keep my commandments, and do them, I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. Isaiah 58, 8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Genesis 20:17. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 20. And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 5. Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears, behold, I will heal thee. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? 2 Chronicles 6:14. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven nor in the earth, which keepeth covenant and showeth mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their hearts. 2 Chronicles, the 6th chapter, the 9th verse. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Psalm 145, verses 8 and 9. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Job 37:23. Touching the Almighty, he is excellent in power and in judgment and in plenty of justice. He will not afflict. Psalm 67:2. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Psalm 105, verse 37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Psalm 103, verse 3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Psalm 147, 3. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Psalm 23, 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 30, verse 2. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Psalm 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Psalm 41:3. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Psalm 42:11. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Matthew 7:11. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Then Isaiah shows us that healing is in the plan of redemption. Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Or the margin reads, surely he hath borne our pains and carried our sicknesses. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Matthew 8:17, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Galatians 3:13, verse 14, and then verse 29. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Then Colossians chapter 1, verse 12, 13, and 14, and then chapter 2, verses 10 and 15, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet, or able, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And ye are complete in him which is the head of all principality and power. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Ephesians 5:30. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hosea chapter 13, verse 14. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. In Exodus, the 20th chapter and the 12th verse, we read, honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Deuteronomy 5:33, ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. Deuteronomy 11:21, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 28. And he, David, died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. Job 5, 26. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. Psalm 90, 10. The days of our years are 70, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years. The 91st Psalm, verses 10 through 16. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For a length of days, and long life and peace.
Yom, my brother.
Hi, Brother Turner. How are you doing tonight?
I'm okay. Amen.
Well, praise God. Listen, tonight I'm going to talk to you about, I woke up this morning, and I don't know, I was singing, I was praising to God, and whatever happened in the spirit last night. But I was sitting there all this morning and trying to figure out a word or something to bring forth tonight on the program, And God gave me Isaiah 50, verse 4. And it says, the Lord has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary.
My God.
He waketh morning and by morning, and waketh my ears to hear the learned. And I pondered on that all day long and wondering what was that for. And I knew that in giving the word, a lot of people go into the Bible and they look and they search. A lot of times, if you read the Bible right from page one all the way through Revelation, you would see that every word that was you read was already imprinted in onto your heart.
Yes.
But God wakens us up daily with a word in our heart to give to somebody. And we don't even have to look for, we don't have to look for scripture. God sits there and God told Moses that he wanted him to go and talk to the Pharaoh and to release his people.
To release them? Moses
pretty much sits there and says, Lord, how am I going to do this? And he says, don't worry about it. Basically, God says, don't worry about it. You just carry a big stick and open your mouth and I'll speak for you.
Yes.
So this week I've been dealing with people in relationships.
Uh-huh.
And people that were getting in relationships that they were men and women of God and forgot what God's word says about having a relationship. They got into the word. The anointing is still on them, but they got into bed with one another. Without
marriage.
So they were fighting and frustrating and couldn't figure out what was going on. And one was claiming this and one was claiming that, and they were doing this, and they were doing that, and it goes on and on and on. And I spoke to him and I said, and I told him, I said, look, you need to separate. Your differences are not of you, it's of what you're doing. I said, God can't honor and bless what you're doing. You're laying in bed and you consider yourselves men and women of God that are in the motions of doing what you're doing. I said, it can't happen. You need to separate. You need to go back to your homes. You need to go back to your place. And you need to repent. God gives us a word every day for somebody.
Every day.
We don't have to sit there and look for scripture because it's already written in our heart.
Yes, indeed.
I've seen this happen so many times, even though in my own life. I mean, I've not always been a minister. I mean, I had a wayward life before God sat and grabbed a hold of me and brought me forth. If I can, I'll go in here and see where is it? What was it? It was Isaiah 51:1. Hearken unto me that follow after the righteousness, you seek the Lord. Look unto the rock once you were hewn, to the hole that of the pit once you have dug. In other words, the life that you had lived, the trouble that you've gotten yourselves into, that's the pit that you walked into. And many of us, we go back after even being saved, even after being, we keep going back to the flesh. And God tells us not to do that. We look to him for the righteousness. We need to look to him for the salvation that he's offered us. The rock that we are hewn out of, and that's out of Christ. That is out of the very essence of his spirit that is in us. That's where we are bound to. There is many who are called. He says many are called and few are willing. But there are those that God has chosen.
Yes.
They're chosen of his own. And those are the ones. Those are the ones right now, wherever you're at, if you hear my voice, need to let go of the world. You need to let go right now of the fleshly things of this world. You need to let go and turn and seek the righteousness of God. You need to turn right now. Everything that God has given you, everything that God has prepared for you, everything is in His hand, especially the ones that He chose. He chose David. He chose so many others. He chose. We didn't call upon Him. He chose us. He took us out of the pits. He pulled us out. He cleaned us up. He dusted us off. He put His robe upon us. And yet, many times as we continue to walk, we think, where are You, Lord? Where are You? And we begin to fall back. And we fall back wondering, has He left us? And God said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. He put you on a path. He expects you to walk it. He's there with us. It doesn't matter whether He seems to be there or not. But the thing is, if we not pick up the world, we need to release it. Does that mean that we sit there and commit suicide and so on and so forth? No, that's not what it means at all. It means we let go of the world and we receive the Spirit of God so we can walk in the Spirit of God, so we can walk in the gift of God that He's given us. This is where we walk into. And we are not to be conformed to this world, but transformed, brother. We need to be transformed.
That's it.
We cannot do that when we are holding on to the world. We need to release it. In our relationships with a husband and wife, those are a covenant. Those are the same covenant that God has given unto us. They are in a relationship. And we need to let go of the worldly thing in a relationship with our spouse, as we are to let go of the worldly thing with a relationship with God. It is a covenant. It is a same covenant. Because your husband and your wife, if they're covered under the blood of Jesus, if they are righteous, then they are have a covenant with God, and that covenant God shares with each of you. That is a relationship, and where that marriage was instituted, it was brought together for one reason, so God can share His love between the two of you.
Amen.
And it can't be done out of wedlock. It can't be done running around, chasing after the things of the world, lusting after the things of the world, lusting after the women and the men of the world, but only to sit and become with one with God. And that's basically my message, is just knowing that you need to let go of the world and your relationships that you have. God has promised you a wife. God has promised you a husband. It's not for us to run out there and just pick and choose. Allow God to bring that person into your life.
Amen.
When we turn and we start seeking on our own, we get in trouble.
Big time.
That takes us back to Isaiah 51:1. Is hearken unto me for the righteousness, after the righteousness, and not taking the pole that He pulled us out of in the first place.
We're
men and women of God. It's just a I don't know why, but this last week, this whole week, I've been basically telling people to let go of the world, let go of the worldly things, the things that we see in the world.
Yes.
We be a part of the world, but we don't have to be of the world. And God's gracious, and God's gracious enough. If you go in and can continue to read into Isaiah 55, it says, "The Lord God has opened my ears, and I was not a rebellious, neither turned away my back."
My God. Hallelujah.
I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheek to them that plucked off my hair, and hid not my face from the shame of the spitters. Those who sit there in the world, when they see us walking in righteousness with our loved ones, with our families, with our children, and they come against us in a rebellious attitude, they come against us and they go after your children, they go after your wife, they go after your husband, they backslap, they beat, they everything else that because they're basically jealous and not of the understanding of the covenant that we have with God. And we need to stand strong in that relationship.
Amen.
And we need to stay strong in everything that we're doing in Christ. And we cannot be ashamed of who we are. And I've been watching on the news, and I've been seeing on the news and watching how people are falling away. They've taken God and Jesus, and they become ashamed, and there's no reason for it. This is where the falling away is coming, the great falling away, and we need to stand strong. Now is the time we need to stand strong. We need to cast off the world and put on the righteousness of Christ.
Yes.
We need to stand strong in our beliefs. We need to stand strong in our relationships, especially in the body of Christ, in the church. We need to stand strong. We need to hold each other up, not on the accountability of saying you did this and you did that, but hold each other up in the accountability that we are in the body of Christ, that we are to support one another, not tear one another down in relationships. We cannot do this anymore. We cannot afford to have bickering in the churches. We cannot afford that our brothers and sisters in Christ. We need to reestablish the relationship, the same relationship that Jesus has with you, that we need to have it with our brothers and sisters, as we need to have it with our wives and our husbands and our children. Relationship.
Amen.
Relationship. I'm saying the relationship. We got to have it. It's got to be strong. And it's got to be what we do as we walk. They are to look upon us and see the light of Christ that's in each one of us, even in our children. They are supposed to look upon us and follow us.
Amen.
Like I said, those who are chosen. Those that God has really chosen and taken out of the world. Now, I know there's many who have been called. I know there's many who have turned and sought after God, and He's received each and every one of us as the same as those that He's chosen. He's no respecter of a person. I know this. But I'm talking to the ones that God chose, the ones that were sitting on the stump, wondering what's going on. As just as David was out in the field tending to the sheep, and God chose David, as He chose Moses, as He chose Samuel, as He chose everyone else. He's no respecter of person. As He did with those, He's doing that today. He's calling those with a strong, with the will, and that will stand in the darkest of times. And the only way that's going to happen is when we release the world. We need to release ourselves from the world and attend to what God has us to do.
Mm.
this, brother, is where we're at in the crossroads right now, in what's coming ahead. As I spoke last week, I said that the dark days are coming, the end times. We're in the middle of the end times. We're starting it. As I spoke before, and God has been opening the seals, and we can see it happening, and it's manifesting daily, and it's going stronger and stronger. And we need to stand strong. We need to stand strong in our relationships.
Amen.
Body, we need to stand strong, brother. We need to stand strong in the righteousness of Christ. And we don't not care what the world says about us, what they think about us. It's no concern to us, because God even said, He will.
He will.
He will.
He will.
He will see to it. But thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contends with you, and I will save thy children, and I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they will be drunken with their own blood, as with sweet wine, and all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am the Savior and the Redeemer of the Mighty One of Jacob. These are God's words to us.
Amen.
Those who are coming against the church, those who are coming against what is going on in the world, all around the world, those who are being crucified, beheaded, all of them, God is going to redeem, God is going to justify, God is going to make a way, He is going with the salvation, God is going to defend us, He is going to take the world. And brother, I'm telling you right now, when that judgment comes, I really don't want to be here. But I also know he's going to judge the church first, and he's going to judge us, each and every one of us. And brother, we need to be seeking the face of God.
Amen.
And not
Amen.
Care of the world. We need to release the world. I don't know why I'm repeating the need to release the world. This has been on my mind, has been on my heart, and I've been telling people this for the last week. We need to release the things of this world and get right with the Lord, become right in the righteousness of Christ, and be righteous. And we have to take what God has given us, and we have to work in what He has given us, in the light of Christ.
Amen. Praise Him.
And amen. So, I'd like just right now, if anybody they would want to hear, it needs to pray. I'm going to pray for you right now. If I've touched your heart in any way, wondering if what's going on and why has God forsaken you, I'm telling you right now, He hasn't. And for you that have turned and walking away, that all you need to do is turn around right now, and God is right there, and He's looking to receive you back. So let's go into prayer right now for salvation. Anybody right now that is seeking the Lord, Lord Father, right now, Lord, I ask that you would reveal yourself right now, Father, to those who are seeking after you, those who believe that you've forsaken them, Lord, and that you've walked away from them, Lord, that you stand firm with them, Lord, and know, put your hand upon their shoulder, Lord. Those who are seeking, Lord, after you, the salvation, for the redemption of their soul, Lord, for their path, Lord, that you know that you said you would forgive us, that we repent, Father. For those who are repenting right now, Lord, I ask for that your mercy and your grace would be upon them, Lord, as you have been on me and so many others, Lord. As they cry out to Jesus to be their Lord and Savior, Father, that I ask, Lord, right now that you touch in on each and every one of us, Lord, and the sound of my voice, Lord, that your will be done in each and every one of our lives, Lord. Strengthen us where we're weak, weakness where we're strong, Lord. Separate us from the world, Lord, as we lay it down before you, Lord,
that you would, in your own righteousness, Lord, would carry us, you would justify us, Lord, and you would set us free from the world, Lord, so we can continue the work that you have called us to do. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
And Father, I just touch and agree with my brother that somebody that haven't called in, somebody behind the scene, that they will call on the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, that they will call on the name, and may the words you preach tonight will penetrate my heart and our heart, that we may come and get rid of what this world has to offer. The world has nothing to offer but damnation. But Jesus said, in me you will have life, and we believe it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
And amen, amen.
Amen. Well, I'm going to be listening for you next Tuesday night, now that I know what night you're going to be on Tuesday night. And I'm putting you on the Facebook. Amen.
Yeah, Tuesday night, 8 o'clock. I'll see
you. Yes, sir. Okay, God bless you. Shalom.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Father, for him. Thank you for him, Father. Keep him in peace in Jesus' name. Whatever he needs to have done, give him the strength to do it. Give him the wherewithal to do it, Father. It's in Yeshua's name. Hallelujah.
D63H03.
I play healing scriptures afterwards. You can listen.
I'm reading from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, 21, and 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. In the margin of my King James translation, it reads, my words are medicine to all their flesh. So God's word is medicine to all our flesh. So therefore, I just want to read from the word of God and give you God's medicine. First of all, from Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 9th through the 10th verse. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Healing is God's will. There is no sickness in heaven, the Bible said, so it's God's will that there be no sickness on earth. Then 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Then again, 1 John, the 5th chapter, the 14th and 15th verses. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. And then Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Romans 8:32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Romans 8:31. If God be for us, who can be against us? Malachi 3:6, for I am the Lord, I change not. Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Deuteronomy 7:15, and the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee. Exodus 15:26. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none, or permit none, of these diseases upon thee, which I have permitted upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Jeremiah 30:17, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 33:6, behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. Leviticus 26, chapter, the 3rd verse, and then the 9th verse. If ye walk in my statutes, and keep my commandments, and do them, I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. Isaiah 58, 8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Genesis 20:17. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 20. And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 5. Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears, behold, I will heal thee. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? 2 Chronicles 6:14. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven nor in the earth, which keepeth covenant and showeth mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their hearts. 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Psalm 145:8-9. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Job 37:23. Touching the Almighty, he is excellent in power and in judgment and in plenty of justice. He will not afflict. Psalm 67:2. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Psalm 105:37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Psalm 103:3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Psalm 147:3. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 30:2. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Psalm 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Psalm 41:3. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Psalm 42:11. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Matthew 7:11. If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Then Isaiah shows us that healing is in the plan of redemption. Isaiah 53:4-5. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Or the margin reads, surely he hath borne our pains and carried our sicknesses. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Matthew 8:17. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself, took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Galatians 3:13, verse 14, and then verse 29. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Then Colossians chapter 1, verse 12, 13, and 14. And then chapter 2, verses 10 and 15. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet, or able, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And ye are complete in him which is the head of all principality and power. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Ephesians 5:30. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hosea chapter 13, verse 14. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. In Exodus, the 20th chapter, and the 12th verse, we read, Honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Deuteronomy 5:33, Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. Deuteronomy 11:21, That your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 28. And he, David, died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. Job 5:26. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. Psalm 90:10. The days of our years are 70, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years. The 91st Psalm, verses 10 through 16. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For a length of days, and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 11. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. Ecclesiastes 7:17. Why shouldest thou die before thy time? Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 22. Thou shalt not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And so you see, God has promised us long life, and he wants us to have long life. Now then, let's look at some scriptures concerning the earth walk of Jesus and his ministry. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Matthew the 8th chapter, the 2nd and 3rd verse. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 10, and then verse 13. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servants, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew chapter 9, verses 20, 21, and 22. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 36. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. And Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake. And the multitude marveled, saying, It was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, He casteth out devils through the prince of the devils. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep, having no shepherd. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 12, verse 15. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion towards them, and he healed their sick. Matthew chapter 14, verses 34 through 36. And when they were gone over, they came unto the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place acknowledged of him, they sent out to all the country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Matthew chapter 15, verse 29 through 31. And Jesus departed thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee and went up into a mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered, and when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Mark chapter 5, verse 1 through 43. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had been dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled, and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus, and see him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion, sitting, and clothed, and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish it in Decapolis, how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come, and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him, and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood, 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garments, for she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press, and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague. While he yet spake, there came from the rulers of the synagogue's house certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept, and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, Talitha cumi, which is being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Then mark the 6th chapter, verse 53 through 56. And when they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret and drew to the shore. And when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him, and ran through the whole region round about, and began to carry about in beds those that were sick, where they heard he was. And whithersoever he entered into villages, or cities, or country, they laid the sick in the streets, and besought him that they might touch, if it were but the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole. Then mark the 7th chapter, verse 25 through 37. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him, and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But when Jesus said unto her, Let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto dogs. Then she answered and said unto him, Yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, For this saying, Go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. And again, departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the Sea of Galilee, through the midst of the coast of Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf, and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude, and put his fingers in his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be open. And straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed. And he spake plain, and he charged them that they should tell no man. But the more he charged them, so much the more the great deal they published it, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, He hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Then in Mark the 9th chapter, the 17th through the 29th verse, And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples, that they should cast him out, and they could not. And he answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tare him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming. And he asked his father, How long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, Of a child. And oft time it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help me believe. And when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, Thy dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. And he was as one dead, inasmuch that many said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, Could cast him out? He said unto them, This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Then in Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 21, And he cometh to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And to say unto them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." Then Luke, the 4th chapter, verses 33 through 36, and then the 40th verse and the 41st verse. "And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee? Thou Jesus of Nazareth, art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him, and hurt him not. And they were all amazed, and spake among themselves, saying, What a word is this? For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid hands on every one of them and healed them. And devils also came out of many, crying out, saying, Thou art Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuked them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew he was Christ. Then in Luke the 6th chapter, verses 6 through 10, And it came to pass also on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was with him. And the scribes and Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man which had the withered hand, Rise up, and stand forth in the midst. And he arose, and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it? And looking round about upon them all, he said unto the man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he did so, and his hand was restored whole as the other. Then in Luke the 6th chapter, the 17th through the 19th verse, And he came down with them, and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him, and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him, and healed them all. Then in Luke the 13th chapter, verses 11 through 17, And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands upon her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And art not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years, be loose from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Then in John's Gospel, the 5th chapter, we shall read verses 2 through